B-Pod Studios.
Farzetta and Trey in the morning.
So, in case anybody missed it, Adam Schefter was Fonzie in grade school. Like, he'd hit the jukebox, and the girl would just, like, first off, the jukebox would be fixed, and then the girl would come over, snap his fingers, lady comes over, and that's basically what Adam Schefter was in grade school.
Schefter.
That was like if Fonzie played Mickey from Rocky movies.
Yeah, there you go.
But yeah, Schefter's one cool cat, man.
Not that we ever doubted it. He's strutting around the house right now.
Yeah.
That's right. Fifth grade.
Telling his lovely missus.
Yes.
You know how lucky you are.
Uh-huh.
But we'll talk to Bobby Marks of ESPN coming up in a minute. There's a whole bunch of stuff going on in the NBA right now, and there's some crazy stuff that's been thrown out there. We'll go through it all with ESPN's own Bobby Marks joining the show right now. Bobby, what's up, man? Good to talk to you again.
Hey, guys. Good morning. How are you?
Good. Thank you for joining us here on the Comcast Business Hotline. Bounce forward. So, Bobby, there's a bunch of stuff going on right now, but we'll talk about the big headlines that are surrounding Philadelphia right now, right out of the gate, and that is the James Harden. Is it likely? Is it a shot in the dark? Do the Sixers have a legit chance of actually getting James Harden?
I would say, yeah. I mean, you have the pieces. I mean, I don't see Harden being moved. You know, right now, though,
okay.
I really don't. I think if you're Houston, you're trying to figure out, Adam, how do you move Westbrook before you move Harden, not vice versa. And you we're 2 weeks away from camp, and you try to figure out if you can try to make this work first. Then what my suggestion, just the thinking is that you get into the season, and then eventually one of these teams, you Philadelphia or Brooklyn, becomes a little more desperate if you get off to a bad start here. And then the price tag for Harden increases. And just, you know, getting the sense of the league yesterday is that Houston looked at what Milwaukee had to give up for Jrue Holiday and, you know, 3 ones and a 2 pick swaps. And they said, well, that's the starter.
Yeah, that's the number.
That's going to be for James Harden for 3 years. Compared to Jrue Holiday on an expiring. So, but yeah, I mean, I think it's just a matter of, like, are you willing to negotiate, or are you basically willing to tell Houston, come in and pick what you want? I mean, that's going to be the thing. And if it's pick what you want, it would certainly be, you know, Simmons, Tybalt, probably, you know, 3 ones, pick swaps. It's basically just clean house here. So, but it's hard for me to think, and that could change over the next couple of days, that Harden will be moved by the start of training camp.
Do you see, if you're in the Sixers front office right now and you're advising and you're talking about deals, and Houston calls you and say, yeah, you can get James Harden, but to start the conversation, Ben Simmons has to be on the table. Would you put Ben Simmons on the table for a Harden deal?
I think what else do I have to include? I think that's the big thing for me. If it's, you know, how many draft picks, how many swaps? Is there another player there? I think if it's Simmons alone, and, you know, maybe it's, you know, first and a swap, I think I would probably entertain that. I think for Houston, the hard part is, where's Ben health-wise? You know, I think I would want to see him on the court before I actually go out and do a, you know, do a deal here. But yeah, I don't see, you know, Tobias or Horford, and certainly Joel, you know, probably not involved in anything. I don't see any of those players of interest, Horford and Harris of interest to Houston at all. I mean, it would be Simmons or Embiid, and then basically kind of what comes after that as far as picks or, you know, players.
And Bobby, we just dipped into basketball, Adam Schefter, and he had a line that maybe a lot of national people have, and certainly some people here in Philadelphia have, that Ben Simmons and Joel Embiid just can't play together, and you might have to move on from one of them. What is your thought on that? Like, I think we have to look at them with Doc Rivers before a decision's made, and I think people are estimating what Tobias Harris can do for this team. But what do you see future-wise from Ben Simmons and Joel Embiid?
I totally agree. I mean, I want to see what you have first before I'm willing to break up, you know, two players in the prime of their career who are, I mean, they're under contract for the long haul, you know, with Embiid for another, 3 years, and Simmons is just starting his rookie extension here. And if you had told me that Brett Brown was back and, you know, we're going to go through this again, then yeah, maybe it doesn't work. But I think with Doc in control and with Harris and Horford, and we'll see what happens in free agency and tonight in the draft, I want to see the pieces before I can break it up, because once you trade one of these guys, you're never going to get them back. That's the hard thing.
Yeah.
Getting like pieces for them, either expirings or, you know, a guy who is for 2 years, and then you're basically starting it all over again. So yeah, I'm more in that conservative camp as far as, yeah, maybe it doesn't work, but at least I'm going to give it a try first.
Farzetta and Trey in the morning.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
The Fanatic.
Speaking with Bobby Marks, ESPN, NBA front office insider, and we're talking about the NBA draft, obviously, tonight. Are there any names out there, bigger names? We've seen Zach LaVine's name be tossed out there by some other reporters and all that. Are there any other names other than James Harden that you think get moved on a night like tonight or in the not-too-distant future?
Well, I think I'll be interested to see what Orlando does with Aaron Gordon. They're at 15 right now. Do they try to move up in the draft here into the top 10? It's funny, guys. You know, for everyone saying this is like an average at best draft, man, there's a lot of teams trying to get into that top 15, top 10.
Right, yeah.
All of a sudden we've got draft fever here. So, yeah, I mean, I think Gordon will be interesting. I don't see, Westbrook, a draft night blockbuster deal here. I think, with Golden State at two, and they've got that big trade exception as far as, is there something out there that makes sense to move back in the draft and, maybe pick up players. We've seen them link maybe to Chicago for, Wendell Carter, if they can move back to four. So I think we had 23 trades last year. I think we're going to probably top it, this year. I mean, certainly with Philly, with all these, you got four twos and a late first here. They're not going to walk away tonight with five draft picks. They're going to be
right. They're
going to be pretty active to see if you can get maybe what 34 and 36 gets you. Does that get you into late first round, or does 21 and 34 get you into the teens here? So I think there's going to be a lot of maneuvering. But what we've learned is since Monday is that there is a incentive to do deals right now. With training camp December 1st, with COVID going on, with the restrictions from a travel standpoint, to get these players in your home market, sometime before Thanksgiving.
Speaking with Bobby Marks, ESPN, before we get to who you like in that 2021 range that might fall well with the Sixers, just how difficult of a season, or really how difficult of a draft and scouting process is this in the NBA right now, considering a shortened basketball season, nothing so far this year? How difficult is to know the product that you're drafting?
Yeah, I think it's certainly a challenge. Certainly for a challenge for these teams up in the top three, where the lack of body of work with Wiseman, Ball, and Edwards is just not there. From the interview standpoint and from the medicals, it's somewhat comparable. I know the interviews have basically been by Zoom. I think what you miss out in is bringing that player into your home market, allowing him to work out with your coaches, have that coach, your coach on the floor with them, and get a comfort level as far as what he can do and what he can't do, even if you're going 2-on-2 and 3-on-3. And I think it hurts probably more of the older players, the seniors, the juniors who didn't get that opportunity to go to Portsmouth or pre-draft camp, that maybe I could have kind of gone up a little bit in the board. And it's a unique situation too, because these guys will get drafted tonight and they're expected to report to their team probably at the end of the week, and then they get going in 10 days. I mean, we are cramming in basically July, August, and September within this within this 3-week stretch.
Bobby, we've talked often here about if the Sixers could package a 21 and a 34 and maybe move up to, as you said, mid-teens, whatever it may be. But in your estimation, is there a huge difference to getting up to, say, in this draft with this group, in getting to, say, 15 or sticking at 21?
No, there isn't. I think it's a draft that goes deep to 40. I think after 40, it's, certainly we've seen every year it's a crapshoot here, but I think if you are at at 21, I think you're going to probably get this, a comparable player than you will at 17. So is it worth the risk? Can you maybe take your early seconds and maybe you turn them into a two-way player that you draft and kind of go from there? But yeah, I mean, the names that are going to be in that 18 to 22 range, I mean, you might see Cole Anthony from North Carolina fall that far. We'll see what happens with RJ Hampton, who, you know, played overseas. I think an interesting name to keep an eye on is, Josh Green, who played at Arizona, who's a big wing here. Nico Mannion, who's at Arizona, who's certainly a guard. I don't think guys like Aaron Naismith from Vanderbilt will be there. Certainly Sadiq Bey from Villanova probably won't be there. Those are the guys, like, if you want to go up, you're going to probably have to go up to like 13, 14 to try to get them.
Right.
Or you just kind of just stay where you are. But it's a deep draft of guards. I mean, this is a heavy, heavy dose of guards with points and twos. And I think it's good for teams like Philadelphia, because if you're going to go try to get a guard in free agency, this is not the free agent class to do it. I mean, this is, I think the point guard position is probably the weakest position of an average at best free agent class.
All right. Bobby, it's always great catching up with you tonight. Oh, just real quick, who do you think does go number one, number two?
I think LaMelo at number one. I do.
Wow, okay.
I think, I do. I think, but I'll tell you this. I'd rather be at number five than at number two.
Gotcha. Gotcha.
Maybe 3 years from now, maybe not. But for at least for tonight, I think I'd rather be in that backpack of that lottery.
Now, obviously, the Sixers haven't done anything move-wise as far as the players go. Front office, though, has been completely restructured almost with Daryl Morey and obviously Doc Rivers coming as the head coach. We always talk about draft grades, but so far to this point, the front office restructure with the Sixers, what grade would you give that?
I'd give it an A. I mean, I'm a big fan of Peter Dinwiddie, who I've known forever. We kind of grew up together in this business. I think he'll do a great job. Ned Cohen is still there. Elton is there still. Daryl, I've known forever. And it will be interesting with Daryl tonight. He has not made a draft night trade, I think, since 2015. But he's never had a pick. He's never had five picks to do so.
Right.
So, it will be interesting to see how he maneuvers, because I know he loves, he loves the action, and he'll certainly be busy tonight.
Bobby, I really appreciate you coming on, man. Good luck with all the breakdowns here with the NBA draft. We appreciate you coming on.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you. Bobby Marks, ESPN, joining us on the Comcast Business Hotline. Bounce forward. A bunch of takes we just went over with Bobby.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.